And here is the Writer's Almanac for Saturday. It's the 14th of January, 2012. It was on this day, 1943, Franklin D. Roosevelt completed the first airplane journey by a sitting president. He went to meet Winston Churchill for a conference in Casablanca in Morocco because German U-boats made sea travel too perilous. Roosevelt left Florida in a Boeing 314 flying boat fitted out with beds and a lounge. The journey took 4 days. They had to stop for refueling, flew from Florida to Trinidad, to Brazil, then across the Atlantic to Gambia, then on to Morocco. It's the birthday of Mary Robeson, 1949, Washington, D.C., the third of eight children. She said, "My brothers and sisters are very quick, intense, brilliant, very sarcastic people, and the characters in her novels and stories tend to interrupt and correct each other." Latest novel is One DOA and One On the Way, about a Hollywood location scout named Eve and her husband Adam, who live in post-Katrina New Orleans. In the book, Eve says about New Orleans, "I'm not from here, and I'll probably never get used to things, but I doubt if I'll ever leave. There's too much eating. There's altogether too much sex, dancing, carousing, reveling. All of it goes on for far too long. There's powdered sugar dust on everything. There are twinkle lights burning every day of the year. Funerals, jello shots, fishing, swearing, barbecues, backdoor gigs, vats and vats of jambalaya. There are too many houses and sidewalks disappearing under weeds and vines and in yards that look impenetrable. Too many neon signs, too much on-the-stoop drinking corruption and technicolor clothes, too much crawfish shucking and Catholic everything, too much stale beer, too many heroin junkies shooting up on the balconies, too many big houses and trees snapped off, too many steel billboards bent to the ground, too much andouille sausage and second lines, too much money and debauch and cars parked all crooked," wrote Mary Robeson in her novel about New Orleans. Here's a poem for today by Marcus Jackson, entitled Kiss. "Saving money the summer before moving to New York, I painted houses during days, nights in a restaurant kitchen, hosing dishes, loading them into a steel washer that gusted steam until 2 a.m. Once, when I came home, my back and neck bidding for bed, asleep on the couch laid Dad. Flicker from muted TV was the room's lone light, but I could see his face, fine, broad nose, thick cheeks, holding glow as he breathed. In 5 hours I would wake, ride in the crew truck to the assigned site, gallon buckets and stepladders chattering over road bumps, axles clanging like prongs of a struck fork. Still, I stood and stared at Dad, a man who poured 4 years into the Navy during war, who worked worse jobs for shorter pay than me, whose hands have blackened fixing cars that quit no matter how many replaced parts. Above our house, clouds polished moon as they passed. Dad wiggled, body pain or threatening dreams. What else could I do but bend down slow and touch once my lips to his brown brow?" A poem titled Kiss by Marcus Jackson from Neighborhood Register, published by Cavan Carey Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac. Supported by the Poetry Foundation, partners with the National Arts Endowment in Poetry Out Loud, a national poetry recitation contest for high school students. You can visit poetryfoundation.org for more information. Engineered by Noah Smith. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.